Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Can I say shalom? All right, hallelujah. I am coming to you this morning on a subject that we have been talking about for about the last 3 weeks. Talking about embracing the change in you. If you need a Bible, please raise your hand. How many of you know you've been changed? How many of you know that you know that you know that you've been changed? Amen. And so that's what we're talking about, embracing it. This has come at a really, I believe, a great time. Everything is ordered from Yahweh. Next Fusion service, on the 23rd of October, we're going to have Rabbi Jason Sobel. He is a world-renowned rabbi. He knows all of the significances of the feasts and things like that. Did you all even know that we shifted into a new season, September 24th through the 26th, Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah means head of the year, which means New Year. So we just moved into a Jewish New Year. 5775 came out of 5774. That's on the Jewish calendar. That's the year, 5774. That year was the year of the open door. So Yahweh had opened many doors in 2014. So now we're moving into 5775. Now we're already in it in the Jewish calendar. You guys will be in it in 3 months. Can you believe the time has just flown by? It's almost 2015. But the season has already opened. And it's coming at a time where this particular season, many folks have been struggling to hold on during the year of the open door. The enemy has tried to discourage you. He's tried to shake things up. How many of you tried? He tried it. Tell your neighbor, he tried it. But he ain't got the victory. Amen. He tried to discourage folks because he knew that this coming change of season was going to bring something. Well, the year 5775, or 2015, we've come out of the year of the open door and we've moved into the year of advance. Everything that you've heard about that was going to happen is going to be manifested. This is the year of seeing it. Amen. And experiencing it. This is also the year of double portion. Come on, he's the overflow. This is the year. So if you've been believing Yahweh for something, this is the time. So this beautiful season that we're moving into, we've got to embrace it. But the overflow, the advancement, the double portion is only for those who's holding on. It's only going to be for those who are ready to receive something from him. It's only going to be for those that are habitating in Yahweh. You're not outside no more. You're right in the center of his will. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be outside. I want to be on the inside of him. I want to receive everything that he has for me. So you better tell your neighbor, you better get it together, because this now is the time. I'm getting my overflow. I'm getting my advancement. I'm getting my double portion in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. So we gotta pay attention to these things. So I'm encouraging you guys. On the 23rd, you need to come out and hear about the significances of these different feasts and this changing of time and season. Amen? Because it's wonderful. But it's not by coincidence, because there is no word in the Hebrew for coincidence, that we are talking about repentance. The Holy Spirit is God. Because what does it mean? I told you all it was from the Greek word metanoia, which means to change your mind, to think differently, to turn your thinking away from your thinking and to turn it towards Yahweh. Repent also means to return. So really, you're going back to where you need to be, because basically we were all created to be with him in the first place. Some of us have lost our way, but we got to turn back to Yahweh. Turn again. And so this is that time. So if you are really going to be successful in the kingdom, you have to change your thinking. You have to do what repent says. Change it. Think differently. Kingdom people, say this with me. Kingdom people, think differently. Because we've been transformed, right? We're not the same folks we used. We've been translated out of the dark kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. So we've got to think differently. Hallelujah. So I want to want you to turn with me to Yeshayahu, Isaiah. And what we talked about the last time we were together, Yeshua started his whole ministry based upon repentance, changing your mind. And he was looking actively for people who were going to think differently. He was looking for people who were going to change their way of thinking and turn their way of thinking towards the kingdom. Amen. And so knowing that, there are some things that we have to understand. For instance, where my single people at? You single and you know it. Hey, all right. Now, as single people, and I can speak from that perspective, I was once single. And when you single, you think a certain way. When you put a jacket on, you putting your whole family's jacket on. When you eat, everybody's eating. But when things change, when you either become married, you can't think like a single person anymore. It's a completely different way of thinking. The stuff that you did when you were single, you would come when you want to come, go when you want to go, right? Hey, what you want to say? Ride where you want to ride. When you got married, you can't do that. You're supposed to say, hey, I'm thinking about going somewhere. What you think? Because, see, that's a problem. Some folks is married and they thinking like they still single. Hello? Don't work. When you have children, when you become a parent, when you did not have kids and now you got kids, your thinking changes. Because you got to think about what they need. I used to just get in my car and go. But when I had a newborn, I had the Pampers. You got to think about what they're going to eat. You got to think about they're going to mess on their clothes, so you got to have enough diapers for that. They might mess up the clothes that they got on. They might spit up, so you got to have enough clothes for that. They might spit up or do something on your clothes, so you got to have them change. You got to think about another way of thinking. So guess what? The kingdom ain't no different. When you've translated into the kingdom of his dear son, you don't think like you used to do. That old thinking ain't going to work here. This is a new breed. This is a new word. This is a new season. This is a season of blessings. This is a season of victory. This is a season of authority. This is a season of power. So you got to think like that. If you want to get anything from him, you got to change your thinking. So be like, well, why do I got to do stuff differently? Because you have to do stuff differently even in the natural. Even when you go on a different job, you can't go with that same old stuff you was doing before. You gotta think how that needs you to think. So we ain't asking you to do, Yahweh ain't asked, tell your neighbor, he ain't asking you to do nothing different. Just think like him. And we're going to find out what is that like. What do you mean think like him? Ishayahu, Isaiah, 55th chapter. Hallelujah. You got to do it at some point. Hallelujah. 55, Isaiah 55. If you got the seventh verse, say, I got it. 55:7. Hallelujah. That's what you got to think. It's a kingdom way of thinking. Higher thinking. It's a higher level. So if you got 55:7, say, I got it. Okay. Let the wicked forsake his way. You used to be wicked. You came, if you didn't know it or not, you came out of wickedness. That's where you used to dwell. That's where you used to live. That's where you used to make your decisions. That's the way you used to do your thing. In wickedom. In the land of wickedness. Right? But it says, let the wicked forsake his way. That means give it up. Say, give it up. All right. And the unrighteous man, hold up. So now we're getting a connection with wickedness and thoughts. So not only do you give up your wicked ways, you got to give up your wicked thoughts, because wicked thoughts lead to wicked ways. It starts with something. So I got to what? Forsake my way, the way that I used to do stuff, right? And the unrighteous man, his thoughts, and let him what? Return. Repent. Change the ways. Change the thinking, right? We see it right here. And let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon them. How many of you that he had mercy upon you? You was doing all kinds of stuff. You slipped here and there, and you fell and you stumbled, but by his grace and his mercy and his love, he lifted you right back up again. Hallelujah. And a lot of times we fall short, and we got to return because we drifted off. We went our own way. We start thinking like we used to think. We start thinking that we was in control. We ain't in control, y'all. Yahweh is in control. And I've made up in my mind, I don't want to be in control. I mess stuff up. I got a track record. When I get in my mind, I mess stuff up. But when I'm in his mind and I receive his higher thoughts, I'm a winner every time. I'm a victorious every time. I'm a conqueror every time. Hallelujah. So he says he'll have mercy upon him and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon. And the eighth verse says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Say, his thoughts are different. Say, his thoughts are higher. And neither your ways, my ways. Says his ways are different. His ways are higher. Hallelujah, saith Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Say his thoughts are higher. So that's what we need to do. We need to be step on higher ground. And for you to be able to receive what Yahweh has in this season, your thoughts got to be higher, people. Bad thinking leads to bad decisions. Bad thinking leads to bad actions. Bad thinking leads to bad ways. So we got to understand that. Let's go to Philippians, the third chapter. How do I know? How do I get it together? I'm trying to tell you. Philippians, the third chapter. When we enter into the kingdom of Yahweh, the kingdom just has ways of doing things. Why y'all do it like that? Because that's the kingdom way. Why do you all have it set up like that? Because that's the kingdom set up. Why do you all say it like that? Because that's the way you say it in the kingdom. Why you use the name Yeshua? Because that was the name that was given to him from Yahweh. It's a kingdom name. Means he will deliver. He will save. He was sent to do the job that he does. And his name says exactly what it is that he was sent to accomplish. And guess what? He accomplished it in me. So because he accomplished it in me, I'm going to call him Yeshua. He delivered me. He saved me, right? That's a kingdom name. See, we used to name in people whatever we want to name them. But names meant something. The names mean something in the kingdom. Remember, anytime somebody in the Bible did something significant or made a change, what did Yahweh do? He changed their name. So when you came into the kingdom, he changed you. Now your name, my name was Tom Washington. Now my name is Tom Yeshua. Hallelujah. Because I'm him. I'm his child, right? I'm a part of his kingdom. Tell your neighbor, my name has changed. So if your name's changed, your actions change, your character changes, you're not the same anymore. Your thoughts change. So let's go. Philippians, the third chapter, 15th verse. 3:15, say, let us. Who is us? The church. It's you. It's me. It's us. It's this kingdom group right here that we got. And it says, let us, therefore, as many be perfect. And we know that the Hebrew word for that is mature. It means mature. So let us kingdom people, therefore, as many as be mature, be thus minded. That means that we got to think like this. We got to think like the kingdom. This is how we are minded. Because we are different. We're trying to mature in him. So we have to think like this. So be thus minded. Think like this. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, what does that mean? Not thinking like kingdom. You thinking your own stuff. You tripping. Okay? Thinking like the world. So let us, therefore, as many be perfect or mature, be thus minded, meaning that we should think like this. How is it? It's getting ready to come. And if anything be otherwise minded, Yahweh shall reveal even this unto you. You want to know how you thinking, how you should be thinking? Yahweh will reveal it unto you. Be ready for him to tell you that your thinking is not like his. People, if you want Yahweh's thinking, you got to give up yours. And sometimes I can actually see people holding on right now, even when I'm delivering this teaching. People are like, oh, I'm gonna think like I'm going to think. I'm holding on to this. Yahweh saying, I can't do nothing for you unless you release your mind to me. Let me be your thoughts, right? And unless we release it, say, I got to release it. Say it again, I got to release it. One more time, I got to release it to Yahweh. Hallelujah. If you release it for real, for real. You got to make it real. I'm going to release it. He'll reveal to you what his thoughts are. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us, who is us? The church. Let us walk by the same rule. Everybody, we all got to walk by the same rule. So why do we have believers doing a whole bunch of different stuff? Because somebody is walking and leaning to their own understanding instead of the kingdom understanding, right? We're supposed to be thinking the same thing. If we all really get into the kingdom, when we walk up in here, we will already be speaking the same stuff. Somebody will say, hey, you say Vic, and they'll say Tori. You say I'm, they'll say blessed. Somebody will say over, and you'll say flow. You'll be completely in sync because the same spirit that we all have inside of us is speaking the same thing. And when they're speaking the same thing, do you know how much power? I love finishing sentences. I love when somebody comes to me and says, Pastor Tom, the Holy Spirit gave me. I was like, hey. And as soon as they get mid and he gave you this too, they say, yes. How did you know? I said, because we're walking in the same spirit. We are on one accord. It's a beautiful feeling when we are getting along. We are moving in one accord. That means that I don't have to do much. It's so easy when we just flow. Tell your neighbor, I want to flow. I want to flow. We got to flow. That's what the kingdom does. It's just like a one. We move at one time. We move in force. We move in power. And you have no idea what Yahweh can do if we would all just get in the flow, boy. I mean, at least we all showed up here today. Amen. So that's half the battle. We all get together. Now if we can get our thinking right, we'll be on to something. Amen. And so right here it says, nevertheless, whereto we have already taken, let us walk by the same rule and let us mind the same thing, which means let us think the same things. Let us think and operate the same way. Hallelujah. So let's go to Philippians, the second chapter. We need a witness on this. Philippians 2, don't go flipping too far. It's just the chapter before. Got to set you up for this. Second chapter, first verse, you got it? If there be therefore any consolation or any encouragement. Let me encourage you. Who needs to be encouraged this morning? I can always use some encouragement. I just want to make sure I'm on the right road. I want to make sure that I'm going in the right direction. So if there be any encouragement or consolation in Mashiach, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be, say it. One more time, say it. That means we're thinking alike. That means we're thinking the same, right? Having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. So if there be any encouragement to you, this is the goal. The goal is us to be like-minded. Tell your brother and sister, we need to think alike. If y'all don't understand that, let's bring it up to 2014. We need to be on the same page. We need to be on the same page. We need to be on the kingdom page, right? We need to be in the same book, on the same page. Some people got some different books out there. We ain't into the different books. We into the word of Yahweh. This is the book that we need to be on the same page. And right now, praise Yahweh, we are on the same page. Philippians, the second chapter, first and second verse. Amen. That's where we need to be. And then skip down to number 5. Let. How do I do it? Let it. Decide. Make a conscious decision that I'm going to leave my stinking thinking behind. Say it. I'm leaving my stinking behind. Say, see, somebody don't want to leave the stink. Say, I'm leaving my stinking thinking behind. Because listen, you want some stuff from Yahweh. You want him to open up some stuff, some blessings and all the things, but you got to leave your thinking behind. So that means the fifth verse that says let means that you are in control of that. Nobody else is in control of your thinking but you. So you got to let that same mind that is in Yeshua be in you. Now, he can't force it on you. He can't force his mind like, come on, take this mind. Nuh-uh. You got to let it. Say, I got to let it. I got to let it. And so it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Yeshua, Mashiach. Let's go to 2 Timothy. So let me help you here. We need to identify what we should be thinking and what we should not be thinking. Some of you might be asking, how do I know which thoughts are his thoughts and which thoughts are the enemy's thoughts? Well, it should be apparent. It should be obvious. But sometimes we need some help in discerning thoughts. Because sometimes you get a thought, go down the street, but it wasn't the Holy Spirit that told you to do that. It was something else. So you, these are believers saying this. I get confused sometimes. I don't know which thoughts are mine, and I don't know what. Release your mind to Yahweh, and I guarantee you, you will know which thoughts are his thoughts and which ones you need to leave behind. So let's say 2 Timothy, first chapter. But I got to answer the question. First chapter, 7th verse. My time is moving. You got it, 2 Timothy 1? You got to say amen. For Yahweh has not given us. Okay. So Yahweh has given us some other stuff. Right? He's given us power. He's given us authority. But he's also saying that there's some stuff that he didn't give us. And so he's indicating right here, Yahweh has not given us the spirit of fear. Let me help you out with another one. The scripture says Yahweh is not the author of confusion. So if he is not the author of confusion, and if you're experiencing confusion, then guess what? It's not from him. Because he don't operate in confusion. So if you're confused, let me give you a revelation. It's not Yahweh. Usually people get confused because they're trying to follow their own thinking. Yahweh is not confused. He is not the author. He is a God of order. So therefore, when he tells me that he has not given me something, I'm going to pay attention to it. For Yahweh has not given us, who's us? The church. The spirit of fear. Revelation. If you're scared, if you got thoughts of being scared, if you got thoughts of being overwhelmed, guess what? Those are not his. So anytime you feel in fear, you're under the influence of the enemy. Because guess what? The believer don't live and operate in fear. Why? Because the believer has already overcome fear. The believer has already been given authority over fear. The believer has already had fear under their feet. So it has no power over them. It doesn't. So when I find myself getting thoughts of fear, I have to what? Say, cast it away. Cast it down. Stomp on it. Why? Because the word of Yahweh says he hasn't given me that spirit of fear. So if I'm operating in some fear, it's not his. All right. So what has he given me? He's given me a spirit of power. And And a spirit what? And of love. Hey, guess what? If you're hating, if you got hateful thoughts, if you're operating in thoughts of a hater, those are not his. Why? Because he's given you spirit of love. So if you're mad at somebody and tripping on somebody, you're not operating in him. So whatever the thoughts that are connected to that, you need to loose those thoughts and take authority over those thoughts in the name of Yeshua. Why? Because those are not his. His thoughts are, say, thoughts of love. Tell your neighbor, thoughts of love. See, wasn't that beautiful? Let's try something. Say, thoughts of hate. Oh, that's horrible, isn't it? Isn't that, does that make you frown? So let's make up for it. Thoughts of love. I like the way Apostle did it. He said, thoughts of love. That's where we dwell. So if we have thoughts of love, we are of the same kingdom mind, right? We're all thinking love. But why is it that some of us ain't loving each other like we're supposed to? Because we start thinking our own. Look how they looked at me. Did you see how she looked at me? You know, he just walked right past me. Didn't even say praise Yahweh. People do that right here in the house. If somebody walked by me and didn't say praise Yahweh, I would say, hallelujah. They must be busy. They must be going on to do some kingdom work. Amen. I'm just going to love on them. Praise Yahweh, brother. You know, I'm going to just throw my praise Yahweh to them. And then maybe one time when we get a chance to get together, even when we greet, I bet some of y'all was like, yeah, I went to hug so-and-so, and they walked and got hugged somebody else. I don't know what's wrong with them. That happened. It happened this morning. It did. Somebody felt I moved in on Denise and, you know. She was avoiding me. Take authority over those thoughts because they're only designed to separate us. They're only designed to change your thinking. They're only designed to take you out of your blessing. Cast that down. And if she was avoiding me, guess what I'm going to do? Come, I'm going to find her. I'm going to say, come on, we don't get this. Love begets what? Love, amen. So we want to be of the same mind. All right, so it says, he's given us, not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. Sound mind means that your thinking is right along with his thinking. Because guess what? Yahweh's word is sound. His word is sure. Right? His word, you can depend on it. It's a sure thing. It's a thing that is not going to change. It's unchangeable. Yeshua Mashiach the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he's giving you the same mind. You got a sound mind yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I don't know about you, but I ain't going to let nothing take my sound mind. I got a mind of the word. I got a mind of Yeshua. Right? So you got to understand that, where the other stuff comes from. Let's go to Yehoshua, the first chapter, Joshua. Hallelujah. So know this, if you have fear, it didn't come from Yahweh. He gave you power. So you should be walking around like a powerhouse. Amen. That's it. You a powerhouse. You walking around you're courageous. You're not scared of nothing. I heard a story about the ministers went out soul patrolling yesterday. And they stumbled upon an apartment residence. And so they went and had just a victorious day off up in that apartment complex, right? They wasn't even supposed to be let in, but Yahweh gave them favor, and the manager said, go head on and minister to these folks. I guess she said they need it. So she went through there, and one of the last houses they went to, some dude came out the house. What? To Minister Walsh. And, you know, the Minister Daniel was there. Stand up. These dudes ain't no punks. These some strong dudes. Right, sat down. So they coming up on these three. And the dude was like, what'd he say? You ain't minister. What's up, homie? You better get up out of here. What you gonna do? About knocking on my door. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like that. They just said, praise Yahweh. We gonna what? We gonna move. They wasn't scared though. Because they knew that they had the power and the authority of Yahweh. Now guess what? They had some physical power too, but they wasn't relying on that. They relying on that power and the authority that the Holy Spirit gave them. Because that dude could have done anything. Like, what? What? And he was going off. But Yahweh gave them holy boldness in that situation. Because, you know, Minister Walsh would have said, what's up then? Let's do this. Right? So we're not afraid what the enemy throws out there, right? Because the enemy tries to use people. You know, we're wrestling not against flesh and blood. Got to remember that. Okay, so Yehoshua, the first chapter. Hallelujah. So we know that Joshua, Yehoshua was positioned to lead Israel into the promised land. It was something that wasn't going to happen. It was going to happen. That's the victory that they were going to get. And so this is in the midst of that. First chapter, 8th verse. And he says what? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Book of the law, the word, the Torah, shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein. So you want to know some of the clues of getting the right thoughts? When I was a kid, I don't know if they still have it, but it used to be this candy called a jawbreaker. Anybody know about the jawbreaker? You couldn't break the jawbreaker. If you tried, it would break your jaw. And that thing was about as big as a golf ball. That's why I don't know if they make those things anymore. Because somebody can, they still make them? Are they just as big? Are they just as hard? Okay. But when you had that golf ball, I mean, that jawbreaker in your mouth, it lasted forever. You know that some candies you can bite down on them? But a jawbreaker, you had to, like, just let that thing marinate off up in there. And that jawbreaker would last for hours, didn't it? But that's just like the word. It says, don't let the word of the law or the word depart out of your mouth. You have to let that stay up in there and let it marinate. And you just move it from side to side, right? And sometimes I would take a rest and just put it right there, right? But that's how the word is. It's instant in our mouth. We don't let it come out. We keep the word in our mouth. We never know when we're going to need to call upon it and speak upon it, right? So how long do we do that? Day. So guess what? When it's night, it's not day. So even in the nighttime, you still got it. You know what? Even in my dreams, I speak the word in my dreams, y'all. some situations try to pop up in that nightmare, and I take authority over that in the name of Yeshua. I'm serious. So even when I'm asleep, I'm speaking the word, right? And so it says day and night. And it says that thou mayest observe to do. So you'll know what to do according to some of the things. All that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way what? He didn't say Yahweh would make his way prosperous. That's given. But he said if he did this, Yehoshua did this, then who would make his way prosperous? Yehoshua would. Because who is in control of connecting to Yahweh and connecting to the things of the kingdom, connecting to good thinking, connecting to good actions? Who is in control of that? You are. And can't nobody start it or stop it but you. So I gotta meditate. And when I meditate, right, day in and day out, then and observe the things that he has written there, for then I will make my way what? And then when my way is made prosperous, I will have what? Good success. So you gotta take authority over your thoughts so you can have what? Good success. Say, it's up to me. It's up to me. Guess what? Thoughts will come, people. You are not going to be held accountable for the thoughts that pass on your freeway of thinking. Because the thoughts are going like this. But what you will be held accountable is the stuff that you grab and start to entertain. Right? Because just because you're thinking something don't mean it's yours. But as soon as you start, hey, you know, a young lady can walk by, you can say, oh, she's a beautiful young lady. Yes. Okay, and you keep on your way. But the young lady walks by and you say, oh, that's a beautiful young lady. Yeah, she's a real beautiful young lady. She a real, real, real. Then that's when you what? You overstepped the boundaries. And now it goes from a thought to you lusting. So you got to know when to shut it down. What did the dude say? You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them, know when to walk away and know when to run. You got to know. Because who is in control of that? You are. All right. So when we say this, meditate. Meditate means to think. So when it says meditate on the word, that means I'm thinking on the word. Hey, you know what? I am more than a conqueror. Yeah. You know what? I can do all things through Yeshua that strengthens me. Also, in Hebrew, the word meditate means to rehearse. It means to replay over and over again. So you start thinking about the word, you start meditating on it, you start rehearsing it. You know what? Rehearsing the word is a good thing to do. Saying that if I'm ever confronted with a situation like this, this is how I am going to respond to it. Remember Yeshua? When the enemy was trying to tempt him, he says what? How did Yeshua start every answer to him? It is written. Say it is written. Say it again. So when you encounter some mess out there that the enemy tries to throw at you, you say, it is written. How can you do that? Because you already have been processing and meditating and rehearsing and replaying that word in your mouth, and you got it going on and on, right? Just like the jawbreaker, you just moving that word from side to side, from front to back, right? So that when it's time to release, you will be able to say without a shadow of a doubt, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for the word of Yahweh says, it is written." I want my thoughts to be thoughts of the word. If you are meditating on your problem, let me say that again. If you are meditating on your problem and worrying about that and throwing that around, you are outside of the will of Yahweh. He did not tell you to meditate on your problem. He told you to take that problem and cast it all upon him because he cares for you. He's going to take care of the problem. You just meditate on the word that says he got it. Because we got folks right here, right now, you are meditating. I'm trying to talk this word, and you worrying about, "Oh, my God, how am I going to do this? Oh, Father, how is this going to be done? Oh, Lord, how am I going to get over this? Oh, God." And you got that going. He says, "Release that unto me. Release it unto me. I will take care of it. And all you need to do is think about me. You want to think about something? Think about me and how good I've been to you. Think about me and what I brought you through before. Think about me and what I did to your brother and your sister, how I got them over." So that's the stuff you gotta meditate on. Meditate on the sister's testimony that you heard when she said that the doctor don't understand how her count went from 150 to, I mean, went from 30 to 150, how Yahweh increased that, how he did a miracle. If you want to think on it, think on what he's done. Think on the victories that you've heard. Think on that. Think on those things, right? And leave you with this. Oh, go to Proverbs. And for you Hebrew scholars, Mishlei, 23rd chapter. Guess what? If you want to change your future, if you want to change your circumstance, change your thinking. Whatever you think, that is your future. Whatever you think, that is what your outcome is going to be. So that means that you need to have thoughts of victory. Thoughts of winning, thoughts of overcoming. Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, the 7th verse. You got to say, "I got it." It says, "For as he thinketh in his heart," stop, "as he thinketh in his heart." You know, a lot of times the word is written figuratively, and so when we talk about the heart, right, we're not talking about that vessel that pumps the blood. But when we look at the Greek word for heart, it's cardia. Guess what cardia means? Cardia means mind. So what? "For as he thinketh in his mind, so is he." So whatever you got going on up here about yourself is what you are. If you're thinking, "I'm losing," guess what you are? If you're thinking, "I'm weak," what are you? If you're thinking, "I'm defeated," guess what? He did not give you thoughts of defeat. did not give you thoughts of losing, did not give you thoughts of weakness, but rather he has created you or recreated you, regenerated you, renewed you to be powerful, renewed you to be strong. And you're not going to get nowhere in him until you receive what he says about you. Say, I'm strong. Say, I have all authority. Say, I have his power. And in the name of Yeshua, I am more than a conqueror. I have overcome all. Say it. I have overcome all. And in the name of Yeshua, I take authority over the enemy. He has no power. He has no counsel. I render him inoperative. In the name of Yeshua, he is under my feet, and I stand as the victor. In the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Power and authority. Hallelujah. Those are our thoughts. Those are our thoughts. That is the kingdom. Father Yahweh, we thank you and praise you for the kingdom word. We thank you and praise you, Father, that we're all victorious. We're all more than conquerors. We're all overcomers. We're all strong. We have all power and authority because you made us that way. And all you ask us to do is just walk in it. So, Father, we thank you. We acknowledge you in this place. We acknowledge you in our lives. No matter what the enemy has tried to present to us today or any other day prior to us walking in here, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we've already won. We know that you have already done.